Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
Welcome to From Rome Info Video. My name is Brother Alexis Spaniello, and I am the publisher and editor of FromRome.info, an electronic journal for information and commentary about news from the Catholic Church, the Vatican, Rome, and Italy. I hate to say that I was right. No, I was right not because I'm a world expert, but because I read attentively reliable sources of news. And I hate the fact that I am right, because it means 2 billion people, 2 to 3 billion people are going to be dead within the next 12 months or so. The information on what's really in the vax is now come out. Doctors, experts around the world have opened up vials, examined the contents, and found the unbelievably diabolic things that are in these serums. What I said back in June in my video, when the flu season comes, chaos will break out, it's turned out to be right on point, because according to the studies of the British government, those who are getting the death vax are losing percentages of their immunity week by week, so that by March of 2022, those who have been death vaxed in the spring of 2021 will have lost all their immunity, which means they could die of any kind of flu or cold or sneeze. They will be equivalent to people who have AIDS. Not because they have HIV, but because they have their immune system has been destroyed. But what is more horrible than that most of them will die, is that this is being done for a very malign reason, not just to kill them, not just to reduce the world population, but to select those who will live through it, and to suppress their natural immunity so they can be genetically re-engineered while alive by the globalists, using dose after dose of the vaccine, and eventually some sort of 5G or cell phone technology. It appears the globalists have been working for some 40 years in intensive medical and biological research without anyone really realizing what they were up to, and they've arrived at a level of technology beyond anything we would ever dream or fear to encounter in a nightmare. They basically want to totally re-engineer biologically the human being, and they want to exterminate the natural human beings. And now we can see what the real meaning of the New World Order is. It isn't just the super wealthy owning everything. That's not human. The New World Order is to take the resource, is take humanity itself and make it a natural resource in the sense of making it an object of economic activity. This is way beyond slavery. But they want to make human beings properties, laboratories, factories. Your own body will be used for what they want it to be used for, whether it's sex, creating medicines, being their slave, growing organ parts for their children. You personally, not just your tissues in a laboratory, but you personally will be their property, their slave, their robot, their organ harvesting plant. They're looking at fabulous amounts of wealth, because they will not be so much interested in farming the fields with potatoes and corns. They'll be farming you. And they'll be able to change your genetics at will on a daily basis. This is the objective they have. Now, most people will not live through this experiment. Most of the 3 billion who've taken this, it's obviously going to die. And the people who whether you've gotten one dose of the real vaccine or you get seven doses, you're most likely dead. You're walking dead. It's only a matter of time and you will be dead. And if you only got the placebo and you don't take it anymore, you're still in the game. And if you haven't taken the vax, you're an intelligent person, you're the last refuge of humanity. You are one of the few who will carry on the human race until the end of time. The death vax will not be able to have human children. Their children will be genetically modified and able to be controlled. So we are at a great parting here. Humanity goes in one direction the way it's always been by God's will and design. And those who allow themselves to be fooled by the globalists have been eternally imprisoned already biologically. I don't see from the number of evil things that are in this that it's possible to save someone. You're going to need like dozens of medicines. There's the Hydras who are genetically modified so they can live in your blood and in your lymph fluids and meld with your cells and change your genes. And they'll just go on multiplying until, unless someone can figure out a medicine that will kill Hydras in your bloodstream without killing you. And this is why the graphene oxide's in there, because these Hydras in the presence of graphene oxide multiply enormously. Then you have the fact that this thing turns off your natural gene that suppresses cancer. So cancer is going to start growing all over the place. So it turns off certain genes that your body uses to protect itself from being genetically modified. And there's all kinds of other technologies in there, gold nanobots and things like that, to aid in the genetic re-engineering of those who've been vaccinated. So the globalists, yes, will kill 2 or 3 billion, but they're actually not, that's not only their objective. They want to kill off the people who don't, are not compatible with their new technology. But the New World Order now means that humanity is the new economic frontier. They have abandoned all human morality and any religion you might be. And they now look at you as something lower than a milk cow, because at least a milk cow, you want its genes to be nice and good and healthy so that you get nice, healthy milk. But these people don't even want that. They want you to be their genetically engineered robot or not. They don't want you to exist anymore. So this is beyond any measure of psychopathy in any novel ever written that I know of. And this is so malign and so intelligent and so well planned and so controlled that I think everyone, believe it or not, has to recognize that Satan is behind this. An extremely evil spirit is behind this. Someone who hates the world as it is, who hates creation as it is, and not only wants to own things in creation, which is the old manner of possession that the globalists use to get their power, but they now want to take possession and control in its very essence living things and weld them to their will, bend them to their will, and to destroy what exists naturally so that they can reign as gods on earth. And just watching the videos I've published at From Rome this week, the last week of October, you can get all this information. But we've clearly moved from reality into a twilight zone. This is no joke now, no metaphor. We are in Armageddon. This is the apocalyptic battle that St. John the Apostle wrote about in the book of Revelations, the last book of the Bible. And because this is way beyond any norm. I mean, this level of wickedness makes Hitler look like a saint. This makes Mao Zedong and Pol Pot look honest. And I say that with a certain sort of rhetorical flourish, because they were horrible murderers and very wicked men. But this is way beyond that. This is taking evil to a level that we have never seen in the history of humanity. that no human mind would have ever contemplated. That's why I say this is clearly from Satan. These globalists must have satanic priests somewhere or some cult somewhere, or someone who's possessed by demons who are giving them instructions. I can't see how they would, how you could humanly come up with such a project and contemplate it and then execute it. And it's beyond anything. So I hate to say that I was right. And I said that people would start dying and they might be dead in 1 year, 3 years, or 5 years, 10 years. It looks more like now that if they all get lose their immune systems by March, they're going to start dying very quickly. That means your healthcare systems are going to be completely fail. All the professionals who've taken the death vax will die. You won't be not only get things in your supermarket, your pharmacies will not be restocked. There's going to start being long lines at the pharmacies as people start clearing out all the medicines, because as they start getting sick from everything, they're going to try to stay alive by any medicine possible. And that means you, who are not vaxxed, you're going to be like put on the last list, if anything. There's been a lot of talk about us who are not vaxxed being put in concentration camps, but I think that's more less likely to be the case, because the vaxxed will be dead before they'll be able to execute. It's not like someone, they're going to use unvaxxed people to put unvaxxed in concentration camps. They would use vaxxed people, and these people only have about another 6 months, maybe 12 months to live. And all you who are not vaxxed have to do is cough on them, and they're going to drop dead within a week because they don't have an immune system. So our position, who are those of us who are not vaxxed, is much stronger, I'd have to say now. I'm a bit more confident because this death vax is going to be so horrible for most of them. However, those who are death vaxxed and decide to give their loyalty over to the globalists are going to become extremists, because they're going to realize that unless they serve the globalists totally, they won't get their added boosters of immunity. And so we are at a great parting now. Humanity goes one way. The death vax go another. And I think once people realize what's going on, we're going to see a lot more civil strife. Considering that these death vaxes have genetically modified hydras in them that can seep through fluids, I don't know if they can come out of your lymph fluid and your blood into your sweat or your saliva or other fluids of that sort. I would strongly recommend not touching anyone who's vaxed, not having any physical contact with them, and if you, I would strongly suggest you stop living in the house with them, because you could pick up their saliva from a fork, a knife, a cup, and who knows what the result would be. It'd probably be your death. And so exercise extreme caution and try to do what you can to accept psychologically what's now going to happen, because it's much worse than I thought back in June when I made my first world-famous video. And we're going to have to survive. We who are not vaxxed now have a great responsibility. I don't think we can save all the vaxxed. There's a lot of doctors out there think we could get a lot of enough medicines, but I don't think any medical industry is sufficient to produce enough medicines to save 3 billion people of the multiple problems that are caused by this. These death vaxxed just don't cause one problem. They're causing dozens of problems. But we who are not vaxxed have to live. We have to survive. Those of you who are married or marriageable, you need to have children, because humanity itself is now at an existential threat. And I think the governments that are pushing this are going to start collapsing. I don't see how the globalists plan to maintain control while all their allies die. As I've said many times before, you not only have to flee to the countryside and arm yourself, you need to start making friendships with other people who are not vaxxed, and be prepared to take over the civil control of your local area, because it's going to go down quick now. I think we're on a roller coaster ride, and we're on that steep And now to Christmas might be the last months of normality in the West. And nations like in Africa who are smart enough not to start vaccinating people, they're going to end up the ones that outlive this. Whereas foolish nations like Ireland and Scandinavia, who have 90% vaccination, they will be annihilated. Various nations will be annihilated, said Our Lady at La Salette, I mean at Fatima. And people didn't heed it. And if you are associating with clergy who are pushing the vax, I strongly recommend you stop going to their churches. All you have to do is get a little of that vaxxed saliva on the host, and don't expect Christ is going to protect you from infection, because you won't separate from the wicked. He's told us throughout Scripture that at the end of times we must separate from the wicked. We must leave Babylon. And if you think Bergoglio is the head of the church, you're blaspheming God. And now this is something you have to do for your own safety. It's not just a religious duty, it's also a biologic duty. You can't live with people who are vaxxed. You're going to end up with your health destroyed, because these things are going to start oozing out of them. And I hate to say it, because it's the consequences of what this death vax does is going to destroy a lot of human society. Husbands are going to have to leave their wives, and children their parents. And if you are a death vax, don't kiss your kids. You're going to spread all that to them. And even if they're not death vaxxed, they'll end up dying. So you are a walking bag of horrible technological and infectious agents. And I hate to say it, but this is what the globalists have done to you. And this is what you've done to yourself by taking that thing. And don't blame us for being prejudiced. I mean, this is a plague now. What's in the vax is the plague of plagues. Because it's not something that just kills you, it destroys humanity and could end up destroying all of humanity if it spreads to the whole world. So I sure hope that these genetically modified hydras can't spread from person to person. But I would, until the doctors come out, the experts come out and tell us seriously what we have to fear from this, we should exercise extreme caution. Extreme caution. Treat these people as if they're carrying the most dangerous and horrible plague. And this also makes it difficult for us who go to the stores and buy things. You're buying vegetables and fruits from people who are death vaxxed. They've touched it with their hands. Don't eat any raw vegetables, would be my advice. So start thinking of all the consequences. They're horrible. And if you don't recognize that this new reality, you will be dead.
All righty, John and John. Analysis, because a lot of what we just heard is absolutely true. But I don't agree with. I don't believe it's going to take out 3 billion people by any means. I do know this, that already there's a number of doctors are out there that are working to reverse this. And I know it's to detox people. And I'm getting letters already from people that have taken the first shot, and they've written me letters saying I'm in the process of being detoxed now. And so, but the problem of it is, there's a number of doctors that do that, but they're going after them. They've asked me not to give their names out over the radio, because they're afraid that the boys in black, the deep state's going to show up and try to kill them. Okay. And so, but here's an article here. And it tells you, it says three phases of COVID vaccine mortality. By the way, before I even go there, we played a clip of a nurse, whistleblower nurse, who was, talking about the vaccine. She came out and she held a press conference. She called it on her own, and she showed three different vials. And on the vials, they had a long serial number at the bottom of each, but the bottom of the first vial, the number ended in 1. The bottle of the second vial then ended in two, and a third vial ended into three. And so here what you had is the first vial, one, and she said, this is the one you're seeing given to these doctors like Fauci and these politicians like Biden and that. They're showing you getting their shots, and these governors, this is, these are placebos. This is saline. It's not one. Okay. Two is the regular mRNA. And number three is a especially deadly form. In other words, number three is for people like us, that they want to get rid of, and they definitely want to get rid of. Okay. And so, but let me just go here, because there are, like I said, there are these doctors that say they can reverse this, but there's some things that you can't. COVID vaccines are known to cause myocarditis. Myocarditis alone is fatal in 56% of the patients in less than 5 years. Giant cell myocarditis causes over 80% mortality in 5 years. Here, it starts out, secondary, a smallpox outbreak would allow also the criminals in D.C. to declare a national emergency and suspend the 2022 midterm elections. This is what we've been telling people about here for the last couple of months. This is what they want to do. They want to suspend the midterm elections. Now, if they say, well, we're going to have elections, but it'll be by mail-in ballots. What do you think, John?
Pastorini, that's exactly what will happen. Then with the mail-in ballots, the reason they're so important to them is, like, let's say they need 200,000 votes to win a particular state. Then they have these all manufactured and ready to go, and they just run them through the system. They get the votes they need, and that's the end of it.
Yep. So it goes on to say, where they are likely to be politically slaughtered, current polls are projected into election results show the Democrats are very likely to lose the House, the Senate, and numerous state governorships and state legislators, leaving Biden and Harris with no effective power other than unconstitutional executive decrees, which the courts keep shooting down. Thus, Democrats need a bigger catastrophe to cancel the 2022 elections. Smallpox or Marburg is their perfect choice, even though they have zero respect for human life and would sacrifice every last living American if do so would keep them in power. They are like crazed, insane animals, willing to do absolutely anything to maintain their control. That's exactly right. Bill Gates paints a picture like 12 monkeys with airport release of smallpox. Bill Gates has warned governments to prepare for smallpox terror attacks and future pandemics by investing billions also in research and development. The Microsoft founder suggested that the germ games could prepare nations for bioterrorism such as smallpox attacks in airports. Mr. Gates warned that bioterrorism-caused epidemics could be worse than naturally occurring ones. Why did Bill Gates specifically choose smallpox in airports for this example? Because that's the most effective way for bioterrorists, depopulation globalists, Bill Gates, to initiate their next bio war. It is a scene ripped right out of the 12 Monkeys, the Dystopian sci-fi film starring Bruce Willis and the Brad Pitt. Furthermore, a globalist release of smallpox would likely trap many vaccine skeptics and anti-mask individuals who have become accustomed to taking few precautions in public. While COVID turned out to be little more than a renamed flu, weaponized smallpox has at minimum a 30% mortality rate and can go much higher depending on its configuration. To survive smallpox, Americans would have to lock themselves down for an extended period of time, perhaps an entire year, with virtually no supplies of food, fuel, medicine, water, or essentials. Many people who have dismissed the severity of COVID would inadvertently expose themselves to smallpox with devastating consequences. The bigger crisis, the more the powers that can be a sister false authority and deprive people of basic civil liberties and human rights. That's why smallpox deployment is the single most effective strategy that anti-human globalists can pursue right now to further enslave humanity and crush the United States of America. Will they really pull the trigger on this release? We have no way of knowing in advance, but we've already seen their willingness to unleash horrendous weapons against humanity that are resulting in mass deaths across the planet. The spike protein vaccine injections that are biowarfare murder weapons. According to our world and data.org, 52.4% of the world's population has received a COVID vaccine. That's over 4 billion people, and the number is growing by nearly 30 million per day. With a 50% long-term fatality rate for these vaccines, spanning short-term, medium-term, and long-term causes of death, it means globalists are effectively slaughtering 15 million human beings per day. The two Nazi holocausts in each day, every day, as the vaccine holocaust continues to mass murder humanity. All the deaths aren't instantaneously, so it will take years for those numbers to be fully realized. But once a person is injected, their death clock is already counting down. Get full details on the smallpox scenario in today's Situation Update podcast at Brightonton.com. All right, here, let me go back to the first page. Short term. These are people that, and we've had a number of them, that we've known and have taken it and died within 2 days, okay? Blood clots. This is 0 to 30 days short term. Thrombosis, myocarditis, strokes, heart attacks, spontaneous abortions, pulmonary embolisms, anaphylactic shock. Okay, this is medium term. This is from 1 to 12 months. Vaccine-induced, immunodeficiency, antibody-dependent enhancement, autoimmune reactions, prion-like neurological destruction, and heart failure. This is from 1 to 10 years, long-term. Spike protein-induced chromosomal damage, cancer, severe immune deficiency, fatal autoimmune disorders, suppressed DNA repair mechanisms, NHE3, and infertility, reproduction, and disorders. So what do you fellows think about all that?
Well, Pastor Ernie, it's very interesting because I follow this just about every day, and I blog about it. And what's becoming very apparent is tremendous athletes. A lot of them are in Europe, soccer players and others, are collapsing young. These are young men. They're almost all of them. Yeah, Pisterny, can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me, Pisterny?
Yeah, what's happened? Somebody... Okay. As far as codes 1, 2, and 3, I don't know. It doesn't tell you that. It just tells you the three phases of COVID vaccine mortality. That's all it tells you. It doesn't give me any codes. So there you go. I'll probably have this article maybe in our next newsletter. But go ahead. I'm sorry, John.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear any questions. I just heard you talking.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was coming from the board. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So, Pastor Ernie, what we're seeing now, and I've been reporting these on my blog, is tremendous athletes. There are two up there now. One was a basketball player from the Philippines. The Philippines has their own, like, professional basketball. He was running down the court, heart attack. That was it. They didn't kill him, but they got him into the hospital. The other was in Spain, a soccer player, and he was running and stopped, and then he started to grab his chest and keeled over, and he almost died. In fact, he's not out of it yet. This just happened. This is happening on a regular basis, Pastor.
I got a film of that. It shows you. In fact, I've got this film here, and I could actually show you what it's saying, and they show you the people, and it shows you what happened to them. it's not just athletes. It's a lot of athletes, all right? Basketball players dying right on the court. But funny, you know, I mean, it's not funny, but you hear in the Netherlands, you had a woman who was with the equivalent of like a surgeon general. And she got up and she's given a talk, a press conference, and saying, I just got my vax today. And she's talking about people getting vaxed. And she died right there of the vax, right there that she dropped dead, right there. And then you had also, you had news anchors on the news, and they were reporting on this. And the one news anchor died right there on the spot. The man and the female, she had to carry to keep the program going. And you can see the guy's bending over, and they're dragging him across the floor out of their studio. He was dead.
Right, so, right, yeah. Mr. Ernie. And these are happening, but like you never heard of this with professional athletes because they're visible. You know, a lot of people are dying from it that it's not visible. You know, they die, they don't know who you are. You know, they're just average people. But you have these athletes, there's like hundreds of them now, and they're dying just like during the time frame that was predicted. You know, so if you had the shot like 9 months ago, right now it's starting to kick in where you're going to have all these terrible things start happening to you. So it's happening. It's documented. You can see it. Now, I want to add, Pastor Ernie, let me go to my blog right now. And I'm keeping an update according to VAERS, which is the federal count of the people dying from vaccines, which we know by their own admission that
1 to 10%. 1 to 10%, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll give you the latest update. It's about 2 weeks behind, and we've had 18,461 people die from the death shot. And it's not even a year, Pastor Ernie. Now, all the other deaths since 1990 for every vaccine that's been put out is 9,223. So it's almost exactly double. In a year, though, Pastor Ernie, all these other vaccinations are going back to 1990. This is only, really, can only start, in December it started, but I think it was more... The mass shots started to come in February. So 18,461 people are reported to have died when we know it's much higher from this death shot.
All right.
Already.
One of the people that is on the FDA, okay, but his job on there is to monitor things like this, and he's a whistleblower. He came out recently, and he said the count was over 150,000 that they know of has died from the vax. And we played that.
And they're suppressing it.
Yeah.
So here's one thing that just reported, and I'm not going to go through all the scientific jargon about it, but it's basically a report from an abstract of looking at people that have had the mRNA COVID shot. And essentially what it says is we conclude that the mRNA vax dramatically increase inflammation on the endothelium and T-cell infiltration of cardiac muscle and may account for the observations of increased thrombosis, cardiomyopathy, and other vascular events following vaccination. So there's an abstract, a study that was done, that shows definitely, in my opinion, a correlation between the mRNA shot and problems with your heart. So right there it is. Again, this is posted on the Perry County Real News website and is a scientific abstract, and it is, in my opinion, conclusive evidence that you do not want to get that shot.
Okay, so I'm hoping that it's not going to be anywhere near what this fellow said today, but others have got it. They've got it less than 3 billion. Okay, but still there's going to be, you know, well, they're dying every day, but they're not reporting it. You're not going to hear it on the fake news media. They will not report this in the course.
They will not, Pastor Ernie. They will not report it. And, Pastor Ernie, nobody, I mean, we've had doctors, you've had them on the show, and they believe that there's going to be long-term effects. Many of these people that get the shot may not die for years, but it appears that the mRNA shots are going to infiltrate major organs in the body and more than likely result in cancer deaths because of major organ cancer. So that is out there in the future. And again, the evidence is overwhelming that you do not want to get this shot.
And so there you go. But there are people that are doing, helping you to, in some cases you can't, like this myocarditis, once that's hit you, you can't undo that. They said that's you know, but if they have other things, there's still time for people to be detoxed. And there are people that are doing some detoxing, and I think they're going to be busier than ever. And I think you may just find that a lot of these, like frontline doctors, might realize, hey, you know what, we can do that. Even some of the those in the AMA now might say, well, you know what, there's money there. Maybe we'll switch over. I don't know. But listen to this. Genetic harvesting, COVID testing firm admits, to selling COVID swabs containing customers' DNA to third parties. Okay, Sinpost Diagnostics, a government-approved supplier of Wuhan coronavirus COVID-19 express test, has announced that it is planning to start selling swabs that contain customers' DNA to third parties. A UK-based data privacy watchdog group has launched an investigation into the development, which breaches a numerous privacy laws. The company, meanwhile, claims the new profiteering endeavor is needed to learn more about human health in order to develop new drug products. One major problem with all of this is Signpost never notified anyone who took any of the swab tests about its intention. Instead, the company feigned that it was simply testing for the presence of Chinese germs. At-home DNA testing kits are just as shady and believed to be a part of genetics harvesting scheme. All right, we're going to open the phone lines. Phone lines are now open. The phone lines are now open, and we'll take some calls. You know what we forgot to do, folks, fellas, to begin the program? We forgot to pray. We should have started out, again, that the Lord, I don't know, let me ask and find out if we what we're hearing. If we, okay, so far we haven't. So let's find out if anybody out there can hear us, and if we're up on any stations. Give us a call at 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. John, I understand we're not the only ones getting knocked down nowadays.
That's correct, Pastor Ernie. There was a significant radio show from New Jersey, and they're being jammed. That show is being jammed.
Uh-huh. But anyhow,
we did pray before the show went on.
Oh, we did? Okay.
Well, John and I did.
Oh, yeah, all right. Yeah. Okay. Very good. All right. Normally at this time, the reason I'm telling you that is the lines are all lit up by this time, people waiting. And we found out the other night the phones weren't working, that the entire phone lines had gone down. And that's why we weren't getting any calls. And so, what do we have? Cindy? Okay, did you say Cindy? Okay, Cindy, you're in the air.
Hello, Pastor Ernie. Thanks, you know, on everything that I hear on the radio from you. It's nice to see you. But I have a question. You say about those on these shots that they'll end in a one or two or three. How do you find out what code is in your shot?
I don't know. I don't know if you can do that. I know that the opposition is that once they decide, the whole idea is to eliminate the people they don't want, people like us, and
right.
and the bureaucrats, the people you see on television taking the shot. Now, Franklin Graham, unfortunately, probably was not a part of the old boys team, and he probably took the real thing, and he ended up right away with myocarditis, and he had heart attacks, and hopefully he'll be okay. But it says here that you can figure 56% of the patients, once they get that, have less than 5 years.
Are those codes on that vial at the store, you know, like at a CVS?
It's on the vials that they give you those little shots, those little bottles.
Right. And
there's a number. And the numbers that they would have, they're like long numbers. But the one number ended, and that doesn't mean they're all the same, because you got a bunch of different ones here. But the one number ended in one, that meant that was a placebo. The one that ended in two was the regular mRNA. And the one that ended in three was a super kill shot.
Yeah, so, because my son, I know, like 6 months ago, my son and I said, do you notice some people don't even get sick from this, but then some people are getting sick and dying? And I said to my son, Tom, I says, Tom, I think some of those shots might be fake. And he goes, so do I. And then last week, my sister, three of her girlfriends, each one had a son between the age of 31 and 41. They had the shots except one, and all three of them died within a week together. And my other sister, her ex-boyfriend, that week, he was a nurse. He had the shot, and he died that week. But one didn't have the shot. And he was like 40, and they put him in the hospital on a ventilator, and that just killed him. But these four guys between the age of 31 and I think 45, all four of them died in that week. Three had the shot and one didn't.
Boy, you didn't hear any of that on the news, did you?
It made me sick to my stomach. And then my oldest son, because I have two boys, one doesn't believe in this stuff, which I am so happy for him. The other one has two kids. They're 7 and 8. They go to school. And, of course, they came to the schools with these shots, and he got the two kids the shots. And he told me that last week. I didn't say that to him on the phone. I just was sick to my stomach when I heard that. And I just thought, oh, my God, how can you do that to these kids? And the reason why he got the kids the shot, one plays volleyball now, and one of his friends supposedly had the COVID. So he felt they would be better off getting these shots. And I didn't say nothing to him because he doesn't believe in what I think. And I didn't say nothing to him because I didn't want an argument. But I just pray to God they're going to be fine.
I got to tell you this, Cindy, and then we got to move on. Here's what's going to happen. What they're going to do is they're going to be blaming these people that we warned over, and I warned a lot of people. They're going to be told that it's the unvaxxed people that are causing their death. Not the poisonous poke, and many of them are going to believe that because they don't want to acknowledge that the fact that they after being warned still went ahead and got the poison, so they'll blame us for their own problem. We got to move on. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're in the air.
Pastor, when you're hanging on the phone, and the lady that just called before, God bless her and what she just said. If people didn't live, she just blew me away while I was just waiting. It's like, wow. I mean, so Trump is talking about the shot again, and you know, we got it in 9 months and stuff like that, but what is like Pfizer and Moderna? What's the difference between the two?
I thought you were talking about the shots of the companies.
No, between Pfizer and Moderna. I mean, is there some like, are they go after the DNA and stuff like that, I guess. But, I mean, is there a difference between them? Robert Malone, I know, I'm a avid War Room, and, you know.
Malone invented, he was the inventor of the RNA. He said it is a weapon, it is not a vaccine, it is a weapon. Right. Do not take this, I know, I invented it, he said. And it will kill you. Do not take it. Now, recently in England, The government has ruled that these are not fit. They are not safe for human consumption, so they've stopped all that. In India, they've stopped all of the shots. Okay, several countries now have banned, banned them.
Japan stopped them.
Japan, too?
Why is Trump still talking about it? I mean, like, you know, we got the shot. I mean, everything he gets on there, we did this, we did that. And, yeah, it was beautiful. But, I mean, whatever's going on, Bannon says get to November 3rd. He's got Malone. He's got everybody on there. And, I mean, it's just he, between you and him, if you're the only two we listen to is all we really need, you know. And then, you know, the people in Washington, you know, we want to be peaceful. And so we just hope they slowly get voted away. I'll just leave that there. But how does Trump just keep talking about it, though? I mean, when he's asked, because we got the shot, we got the, you know, the vaccine and whatever. Why does he keep saying
that? Well, I got to tell you, it's a very, very long story. Look, see, here's what Trump understood. Trump understood that as long as it was experimental, it could not be forced. The government under the Constitution cannot force you to take an experimental vaccine. He knows that the military could not be forced. But he also knew with a deep state, he was surrounded, he was outnumbered, and that this was coming. He was fighting against all of the fake news media, the entire Democratic Party, plus those rhinos that have investments in those in the companies. So he was surrounded, and he couldn't. So what he decided to do was have it as a experimental drug, figuring most people would not take an experimental drug, okay? But a lot of people are dumber than he thought, okay? And, you know, when I know you say, well, Pastor, you're awful mean. We could lose our job. You dummy, would you rather lose your job or lose your life, okay? And this is why you have people out there picketing, protesting in different countries. Thousands and thousands are coming out and saying, no. I've seen it in Italy and France and here all over this country. And then here, you got to figure this out, and Trump knows this, when the one profession of people, more than any other by far, are protest that, are medical doctors and nurses, they know what's in that. But I got to move on. But thanks, Steve. Go to, okay, let me go to Edna. Edna, you're in the air.
Yeah, hi, Pastor Ernie. Thank you so much for your program. Just to make it quick, my niece Veronica got the J&J, and now she has neurological. Her skin is peeling, and her leg is swollen. Now, she's been to the ER a couple of times. They put her in a psycho ward. My sister had to go down and get her out of there. The doctors won't do nothing for her, so now she's home suffering. So what did she do to detox from this?
Well, that's not my expertise, but call our office, and maybe we can give you some information on some people that can help you. Our office number is 440-338-1367, 440-338-1367, and we can give you some.
One thing, Pastor Ernie, from the very beginning, I said there ain't no way that they're going to put that in me.
Well, you know, I got a letter from an elderly couple that lives right there in New York, and, you know, they are both handicapped. And they had people, they told me people came in wearing some kind of uniforms and carried them out and vaxxed both of them and then brought them home. Anyhow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's
so
nice, huh? Nazi
that might
Germany.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's like Nazi Germany. All right,
yeah,
we got.
God bless.
God bless. If Cliff is there, we give him 1 minute. Cliff, you got 1 minute. We're really out of time.
Right. All right. Just for that lady, one thing that has been recommended by a toxicologist for autopsies said that she got some reversals with rock rose, which I actually got just to, you know, not that I'm really exposed to people that were vaxxed, although I did have lunch with somebody that just got vaxxed at one point, but it's available on Amazon. It's an evergreen derivative that's from high mountains in the Mediterranean and places like Lebanon, similar to wild oil of oregano. So she got results in reversing, to some extent, some good results with rock rose.
That's all right. Yeah, I've heard about that. All right, Cliff, we're out of time, but thank you for telling us that. Did Pastor Hal call in?
Yes, he did.
Pastor Hal, you've got 3 minutes. Here. 3 minutes to take us.
Here's the good news, everyone. We've been hearing a lot of horror tonight, but the Bible says my help is in the name of the Lord. If I was exposed to that vaccine or anything like that, with all the horrors that, you know, are coming down the pike, I would simply turn to God. The Bible says that there's nothing impossible for God. And first of all, you got to be a born-again Christian. God loves you, but he hates your sins. He wants to take you to heaven, but he says your sins cannot come with you. And the only thing that can wash away your sins, the Bible says, is the blood of Christ. It says, in whom we have redemption through his blood. No matter how bad your sins have been, you might be frightened to death tonight about all the things you've heard on the radio tonight and the way your life is going. But you can give them all to the Lord Jesus Christ. All your sins will wash away. And Jesus is the one that can heal you. No matter what you've taken or what you got in your system, your hope is in the name of the Lord. And the Bible says, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Repentance is admitting something to God that he knows already anyway. Without Jesus in our hearts, we're lost and on our road to hell. We're just dirty, rotten, lousy sinners facing God's judgment. But Jesus was allowed to pay the payment for your sins and mine on that cross, on Calvary's cross. And that's why Calvary is one of the most beautiful places in the world to God the Father, because that's where his son paid the price of redemption for all mankind. If you, by faith, being sorry about the fact you're a sinner, pray and ask Jesus to come into your heart as your Savior. God hears me talking to you right now, so why not ask Jesus to come into your heart? Trust in him for your salvation. Let's pray right now. We'll pray together, but even though we're praying together, it'd be directly between you and God. Dear God, I'm a sinner, and I need your forgiveness. And I believe Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood for my salvation. Dear God, I here and now ask Lord Jesus Christ to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins and save my soul from hell. Believing he died to give me eternal life and a home in heaven forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Now listen, folks, if you prayed that prayer, you made the greatest decision in your life. Whether you died tonight or died 50 years from now, heaven is your home because Jesus paid the payment for you to get there. But now, if you've taken this COVID, if you've taken the vaccines and everything else like that, all I can suggest to you is that you give it to the Lord. Ask God to tell God you made a mistake and just repent of it and ask him to heal your body, heal your blood, heal you in every way he can heal you.
Amen. Pastor Hal.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Very good. Pastor Hal, we're going to have that film on the rise of witchcraft at 4 o'clock. And then we have another film on what is happening, local events, and then you're going to be preaching the 6th tomorrow night, or Sunday night,
right, rather.
Sunday night. So we're out of time. So until tomorrow, we want to say good night, God bless, and always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.